The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, August 31st, 2023. Ambassador and Special Representative to coordinate the Cuban presidency of the G77 in China, Pedro Luis Pedroso, reported on the social network X that he held a meeting with ambassadors of the group for an update on the summit of heads of state and government. The conclave is to be held on September 15 and 16 at the Havana Convention Palace to discuss current challenges of development and the role of science, technology, and innovation. The Cuban official reiterated that, as president of G77 in China, Cuba hopes that the Havana summit will contribute to strengthening the group's voice in the intergovernmental negotiation processes being carried out with a view to the SDG summits to be held on September 18 and 19 in New York and the summit of the future scheduled for September 2024. In May this year, the permanent representatives of the group met in New York to review the work agenda and plan future actions to be implemented by this coordination mechanism. The G77 in China, which was created in June 1964, is the largest and most diverse group in the multilateral sphere, with 134 member states representing two-thirds of the UN membership and 80% of the world's population. The Havana summit was hosted by Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel, who assumed the presidency of the group on behalf of the island for the first time at a ceremony held at UN headquarters in New York. The preparations for the G77 in China summit, to be held in Havana on September 15 and 16, constitute a space that will enhance the group's voice in the face of the summit on the Sustainable Development Goals COP28 and the UN Future Summit. Cuban Vice Prime Minister Ricardo Cabrizas received on Wednesday the Director General of the Thai International Cooperation Agency, Urat Sharyantok, who is on working visit to the country. The meeting was held in the context of the 65th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. Both executives highlighted the positive state of bilateral ties. They also agreed on the broad prospects for strengthening cooperation in areas of mutual interest and promoting joint projects for the development of South-South cooperation and with third countries. Cuban Agriculture and Higher Education Ministries, as well as the FAO office in Cuba, are creating a new platform to boost science and innovation in agricultural and food systems, authorities announced. Such a tool is the outcome of the Integrated System of Knowledge Management for Food Security, which encourages applying science, technology, and innovation in food production. The statement revealed that the new platform is going to provide answers to questions about how to improve soil nutrition and pest control to achieve higher yields in Cuba. The new website will further unfold which alternatives to use for feeding and genetic improvement of livestock and which species or varieties of crops could be better adapted to the conditions of each locality. The Science and Technology Interface Society of the Central University Marta Abreu of Las Villas, as part of a cooperation project between the Ministry of Agriculture and FAO, with financing from the European Union, have designed such computer platform. It will allow direct communication among producers, companies, science, technology, and innovation entities, universities, and other actors in the local agriculture and food system in six municipalities in the central region of Cuba. Attention to the quality of the water consumed by people in western Cuban province of Pinar del Río is a priority among the hygienic sanitary measures taken there after Hurricane Idalia hit the region. According to the director of the Provincial Center of Hygiene, Epidemiology and Microbiology, Andres Villar, treating drinking water with 0.1% hydrochloride is of vital importance under these circumstances. The official explained to the press that this product is on sale in pharmacies where the corresponding instructions of use is given. He also explained that the state sanitary inspectors are working on the certification of tanker trucks, which require adequate chlorination for consumption by the population. A call was also made on food processing centers in the province to prepare only the food that will be consumed on the day as a preventive measure against possible food poisoning. Dani Hernandez, first dancer of the National Ballet of Cuba, performed in Panama on Thursday as a guest artist in the celebrations for the 51st anniversary of the founding of the National Ballet of Panama. Hernandez will participate in the galas that will last until September 3 to perform the Pas de Deux, the Black Swan, along with his Panamanian prima ballerina, Ana Lorena Boyd. The National Ballet of Panama was founded in 1972 and is currently directed by teacher Gloria Barros. This is not the first time the young Cuban dancer has performed in Panama. In July 2019, according to press reports, his performances stood out alongside fellow Cuban prima ballerina Gretel Morejon during the third edition of the Panama Ballet Festival. And in the international agenda, we have that a technical commission of the Chinese Customs Administration continues a program of visits to facilities linked to the production of the chia seed in Bolivia, with a view to its possible export to China. According to Gonzalez, the Minister of Rural Development and Land, Remy Gonzalez, the technicians evaluated the application of sanitary procedures in terms of weed management, use of agrochemicals, good agricultural practices, manufacturing, and food safety. The Chinese experts also audited the weed laboratory of the National Institute of Agricultural and Forestry Innovation regarding the technical knowledge of its human resources and the system and methodology applied in the processing of the samples. According to the Bolivian authorities, they hope to conclude all the administrative processes required before December 2023 so as to be able to export the seed. Bolivia is currently the second world producer of this food, with an annual production of 15,000 tons. Meanwhile, the armed group Grand Ravine, led by T. Lapli, set fire in the early hours Wednesday morning to the police substation of Savan Pistache in the south of the Haitian capital. In a video, which he later shared on social networks, he expressed his joy for the act, which occurs a few days after a police operation in the area. The gang has been trying to control the area for weeks, and in this month alone, more than 5,000 people have had to leave their homes, while at least 54 have been killed, according to a report by the National Network for the Defense of Human Rights. Last Saturday, the police announced that as a result of an operation, a dozen alleged gang members were killed and weapons and ammunition were recovered. Violence in Haiti worsened after the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse 2 years ago, and while the police admit that they do not have the necessary resources to deal with the gangs. In view of this situation, the government requested the deployment of foreign troops to fight the armed groups, and the Director General of the Police, Franz Elbe, pointed out that this force will not replace the existing one, but will reinforce its actions. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.